Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Blues musician Otis Taylor was in Hotchkiss this week to perform a special benefit concert for Hotchkiss High School's music and art departments. The show is this Saturday, May 5th, at the Creamery in Hotchkiss. Doors open at 7. Otis arrived with a few members of his band earlier this week to teach some workshops to the kids in Jeanette Carey's choir and band classes at Hotchkiss High. I went to the school to see how this newly formed band was coming along. Otis worked with the students, layering a brand new song with horn sections, cello, and improvisational solos. He started off with a simple guitar riff. And added horns. Added more parts for the horns. Improvisation. Created their own trance blues masterpiece.
I've done blues in a school with songwriting for 19 years because of my kids. Trance blues only has one chord change. So there's, and some trance blues like voodoo music has no chords, it's just drums. So people can't mess up, you know. So if they can play one note, then they can play with this.
In addition to teaching workshops in schools, Otis has been leading the Trance Blues Jam Festival in Boulder for the last 9 years, where the participants of the workshop perform with an all-star lineup of musicians in the concert part of the festival.
The workshop is all the, I pick special musicians around the country, and then they have groups and we do workshops, and then the teachers do the concert. This year, if things go right, we got Mata Naji from Indigenous, Chuck Campbell from the Campbell Brothers, Jason Ritchie is coming. My daughter's coming, Cassie Taylor. There'll be some of the highlights, musicians. Mm-hmm. Brian Wan on organ, he's a great organ player, you know. My band will be there. So it's a great workshop.
And adults, kids.
Kids, adults. I had a lady one time who was like 80-something with a kazoo. And then she said, "It's." And I said, "We have some kazoos." "No, I'll use my kazoo. It's a professional kazoo. I'll never forget that." So we have, you know, we have kids from about, we start about 7 to 8, uh-huh. You know. We have kids that have been coming since they're 8, and now they're like 13. They come every year, you know.
Right. Are there careers that we should look for out of this thing? Like, is there some names, young people that you know are going to, we're going to see on big stages soon?
He's already on big stage. Brandon Niedermeyer, he came to my workshop. Except he actually got hired on the School of Rock, but he did the School of Rock for 2 years on Broadway. He's 14 now.
Wow.
He played on my latest record, and he just did Jesus Christ Superstar with John Legend, I guess. And everybody called me, "Oh, Brandon was on TV," you know. So I don't know. He's going to be a really big deal.
This is called Trance Blues Layering. It's all in one chord, and it's just put more layers on and more layers. You guys kind of understand what we're doing, sort of?
Yeah.
Any questions before we, so we don't get too far ahead of the, no questions on anything? What is no question, like, no questions in Hotchkiss?
I think they're shy.
Are you shy?
There'll probably be more questions.
Are you, huh?
There will probably
be I've been called scary before. Huh?
I said you look like a very nice guy.
Yeah, that's what, that means you really are scared of me, isn't it?
I was waiting for that.
I'll show you something. This is like an African beat.
Some of these kids yesterday when they were coming in to do this workshop with you, you could tell that they weren't really very used to improv. There was a point where you had them get up and kind of do their own thing, and maybe some of them are just used to reading notes and they're at the beginning of all of this. How important do you think improv is to a musician's development, and how much of it was part of your early development?
Well, I don't think about my development, but I think improv's creativity is always important. And everybody has a song. That's my expression. They just have to find it. Everybody has a note. They just have to find it.
Mm-hmm. How do you?
You know, my questions are very short and very, very precise. And when people interview me, they have a hard time because they want me to pontificate.
Right.
But I don't. I'm just like my music, very.
Yeah, that's something that I noticed too. Is a few times you just reminded people that it's good to simplify, and you don't have to be doing something crazy to make it good and accessible and have feeling. Do you think that that's a sort of common mistake that people who are just starting out, they try to make things really flowery, fancy, complicated?
We make it more complicated, it gets harder, but it doesn't make it better.
Uh-huh.
People can do whatever they want to do. I'm just saying, it doesn't necessarily make it better. That's all.
Right. With your last album, Fantasizing About Being Black, you delved into the experience of slavery. And there's a lot of history that I find you include in all of your music. Was there something that you were reading, seeing, places, people in particular that helped form those stories for you?
Well, I'm old and I'm black, so there's a lot of stories. No, I mean, you live your life, and I've lived through. I was a little kid and I watched the kids that got bombed down in Alabama, you know? I mean, I lived through the 50s and 60s civil rights. So it's just part, you know, and I look for interesting stories, and so I hear more of the black story. But I've written about Russian prisons and Japanese concentration camp. It isn't always all about black people, but a lot of it is about mm-hmm. the black experience.
Where do you think that conversation is going currently? And do you think that we're exploring some things that we need to talk about in this country?
We need to try to get it together with each other somehow. And I don't know how, or we'll be a fascist country. And it's sort of out of my control, but I'm watching very carefully.
Have you been traveling to other countries recently?
Yeah.
And what are they saying about us? Like, what do they think about what's happening in America right now?
Well, usually when I travel in Europe, they always have something to say. And this last trip in April to Paris, nobody said anything. That's a bad sign. People are nervous. There's nobody said anything.
Wow.
That was scary because usually they're always saying something about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they always got a comment about America, da-da-da, or Obama, but now it's just silence.
Mm-hmm.
Shows you people are nervous.
Yeah.
For me, anyway, that's my reaction, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different for other people. That's what I'm saying. But that's what happened to me in the last trip to Paris mm-hmm. in April.
I'm here with Miss Jeanette Carey, who is a music teacher at Hotchkiss High School, and we just finished a lesson with Otis Taylor. How long have you been the teacher here?
This is my seventh year.
What do you feel like you do to prepare kids for an experience like this? Not just, you know, a few days before he comes, but all the time.
I definitely think the students that are in jazz band are to a point where they're getting used to improvising. And so one thing that Otis Taylor does when he comes in is it's almost exclusively improv, which is scary for a lot of students, extremely scary. And most of them have learned from written music. And when they don't have something on the page or they have to use their ear to figure it out, it becomes very scary for them. So the jazz students are, you know, we work on ear training quite a bit more, and we work on improvisation more, and so they're a lot more comfortable with it.
Maybe as a musician, you might see all of this differently, but for me, he just told them what to do, and they did it, and it sounded like trance blues, and it's a sort of a unique style of music that they did just kind of jump into. So how do you guys work together? Because you do have to work together a little yeah. bit to do this.
Well, I guess currently right now, the main thing that the band and choirs are working on is a lot of small group stuff. And so they are used to working together and listening to each other and trying to collaborate. In terms of Otis Taylor and myself working together, honestly, we just keep it actually wide open. Whatever happens, happens, for good or for bad, you know? And I think it's great to keep it open because it forces myself to be flexible. I don't know what's going to happen. And I try to be a good role model for the students and go with the flow and try new things and go out of my comfort zone as well. And, you know, the hope is that the students can do that too and experiment. And one thing that Otis said in one of the classes is, hey, we're not here to judge. We're here to learn. And one of the best ways to learn is by trying new things and maybe failing at them or maybe not failing at them. But either way, that just the ability to try new things is really important. And it's neat to see most of the kids step up to that challenge of, this is out of my comfort zone, but I'm going to try anyway.
What kinds of music do you guys sort of experiment with or perform during the year? I'm imagining that you're not doing a whole lot of trans blues, but maybe you do.
No, we definitely don't. This is definitely new. Probably the closest thing that we do to trans blues is just like a circle song where one person starts something and then keeps it going, and then the next person tries to fit something in and keep it going. And but we normally do that more at the beginning of the year, and it's just for fun. We haven't ever performed on that. But you know, for jazz band, we play anything from rock to funk to swing, and then concert band and choir are sort of your typical literature. And then this time of year, it's very student-led, and they pick most of their music. And so you have a lot of pop, you have a lot of folk.
What would you like to see the communities in Western Colorado or in Delta County do to enhance or support the arts. Certainly this is one kind of event that not only supports the music program here with money, because Otis Taylor donates it to the schools, right? But what are some other things that people can do in our community to support the arts?
I think in the communities themselves, there's a ton of amazing organizations that really strive to bring arts into the school. There's the Blue Sage that brings classical musicians in. They've also brought David Alderdice and his world musicians in. And that's phenomenal. And the Paradise Theater strives to provide those experiences as well, and a lot of other people. I think it's sort of a change in mentality that I would like to possibly see as a community as a whole, in society, not just our community. There aren't as many masters of things anymore. And to sit down as a student and actually practice an instrument, I feel like that trade is getting lost because there's so much going on in the world. There's technology at your hand. And so there's less of a focus to really sit down and do something artistic and creative, because there's a ton of stuff coming in. There's always information coming in from TV, from radio, which is great, from more so I'm thinking phones and computers, and there's just all this massive intake of information, which doesn't leave as much time to produce something. And so I think really it's a society as a whole just kind of slowing down to be able to become a master of something and be able to produce something. And in a lot of ways, I feel like this community does a lot of great stuff for the arts. And I think just spending more time on the arts is really what needs to happen, and parents being supportive of their younger kids. And people going out and seeing live music and live music that's not free, and going to art galleries and things like that.
Mm. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just improvise. You could play classical on top of it. You can play jazz on top of it. You can play anything on top of it. You can play Mary Had a Little Lamb, Feast of Splinter Snow. Mary had a little lamb.
So musicians have been some of my most important teachers. What are some of the lessons that your life and music has taught you? What has your own music taught you?
What, when I was 10, or when I was 14, or when I was 28, or when I was 30, or maybe when I was 54, I don't know. You know, your life changes. You're a moving being, and your life, your personality changes a lot, and your values change as you get older. Then one day you're old, grumpy black man.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, there's a lady called Ruth Brown. She was a soul singer. Mm-hmm. They used to call her Ruth the Truth Brown because she just would tell like it is. So she's my my model.
You sort of have this persona, maybe just among press, as being short answers, maybe a little grumpy, or just
a grumpy old black man?
But I actually think you're sort of the opposite. I mean, you're a little grumpy. Do you think that there are certain things that bring you out of that?
And one time Guitar Magazine said the scariest interview I ever did was Otis Taylor. So, and I have a reputation, so people already, it's just that I'm not going to, it's like, if you ask me my favorite ice cream is, I said, I think the interview's over. You know, I'm just
Yikes,
not going to, I'm
yeah.
not going to, Basically. Oh, what's your favorite this or what's your favorite that? I don't like those questions. What's your favorite award? I don't like to say that anything's my favorite because I appreciate everything. So sometimes people have stock questions, mm-hmm. and they start up the stock questions. I kind of go into the Otis thing, you know. That's all.
Right.
I'm not grumpy.
Right. It doesn't seem like it to me.
I just had to straighten you out.
Being around you.
I had to straighten you out a little bit, you know. Because you're going for those questions. I just have to straighten you out. That's all. And then it stops.
Yeah. Well, thank you for straightening me out. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and to come here to do an event like this to support the arts.
Yeah, it's okay. It's so cool. But yeah. I'm going to go back to work. I'm a little nervous about
getting this. These kids are doing really well. I want to get it really tightened up. Okay?
All right.
Play my music. That'll tell more about me than what I'm saying to you right now.
Things on my mind. Let me tell you something. Things on my mind. I wanna be free. I wanna be free now. Say I wanna be free now. Say I wanna be free. Sometimes I wonder. Things on my mind. Sometimes I wonder. That thing on my mind. I wanna be free. I wanna be free now. See, I wanna be free. Be free. Some people try to hold you back, hit you on the head. Some people want to hold you back, hit you on the head. Free. I wanna be free now. I wanna be free. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can support the music and art programs at Hotchkiss High School this Saturday, May 5th, when you go to see Otis Taylor's concert at the Creamery. Doors open at 7. Tickets can be found online at brownpapertickets.com. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thanks for listening.
Jump out of line, jump out of line, oh, jump out of line. Got a sign for freedom, so march with me. Got a sign for freedom, so march with me. Jump out of line, oh, jump out of line. Jump out of line, oh, jump out of line. Sign for freedom, oh, walk with me. Big black man, oh, jump out of line. Big black man, oh, jump out of line. Sign for freedom, so walk with me. jump out of line. Nobody want to jump out of line.
Walk for freedom in Jabalai. Walk for freedom.